This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We're all pretty excited about the 11K a day coming back. You'll be getting a code word right around this time on Wednesday. We'll have 11 chances for you to win $1,000 in our national contest. It's coming back starting Wednesday. 11 chances a day to win $1,000.
Winning.
Duh. All right, Vinny, what do the people have to say?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. That's where you can send comments or, I don't know, maybe you have a love dedication. We love to play those
all
the time.
We're always doing that, yeah.
It's kind of our thing. Anyway, here's what some people sent. Last year at this time, you wished me a happy 65th birthday, and Vinny said he hoped I tapped out soon. Sarah said, tap out of work, not tap out of life, and hilarity ensued. Just wanted to let you know that this month, I am tapping out, retiring from UC Davis. More time to listen. Chris from Vacaville.
Hey, Chris from Vacaville. Happy retirement. Sheesh. That's cool.
408 says, what? Stan Bunger is retiring. I love him. Every time I hear his voice, I think of the giant snail on Sarah's car and him and Vinny in the bathroom trough together.
I know, I love Stan. Actually, it's this whole last year we haven't got to see either Stan or Steve Bitker, who have both retired now, and it's I wish that we could have a big party for them. They're great guys, both of them.
I hadn't really thought about it until now, but I guess I'll never see either of them again. Like, where am I going to see Stan? Where am
Instagram,
I going to see Steve?
I guess, right?
Unless, of course, this retirement thing is just temporary.
Yeah. Some kind of ploy? I don't know.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I don't
kidding,
think so either.
I'm guessing they've both done very well for themselves, and they're happy to get off the air and sleep in going forward.
Right. Oh, sleeping in.
And it's less about the, it's less about the air thing and more about the sleep. Like, not think about that at 6 o'clock at night, not be going, oh God, all right, I got to shower and I got to get a yeet and I got to get out of here.
Stop talking to me. Get me all riled up.
Yeah.
I'm in my cool down period. You guys, you're being too loud.
415 says, knew a woman who said she'd slept with over 200 and had about 1,000 different dates, men. Always felt that she was confused, always looking for the most perfect. It can cut the wrong way. What?
I don't know.
I don't know either. My husband had more than 200 and I had 3. I appreciated the experience, she says.
Oh, that's one way to look at it.
All right. 925 says, I can hear everyone.
Oh, all right. Well, that's everyone. Good. I think I could hear everyone too. Mm-hmm.
I saw your lips moving and couldn't hear you though.
And it was weird because I just assumed that because I could hear you and you couldn't hear me, that it must be me. And we just reset everything and knock wood, we're all back. This is fun. Like it should
707
be.
Says, no, you should not ask someone their number. What you don't know won't hurt you.
That's right. And you don't want to know because it could hurt you.
You what? I thought you were a virgin.
Vinny, you can't refer to slut shaming and then refer to thinking of her as a whole. I think you
He meant with
the
W.
Yeah, which word I was using there. That's
but you
not,
can interpret. That's a fine interpretation. I mean,
I don't. That was not.
There's no thought police here. Think whatever you want.
I've been in a long-term relationship since I was 14. My girlfriend has a higher body count than I do.
Body count. I like it.
I haven't heard it referred to as that, but that's very well done.
Carcass
body
carcass.
Count?
Body count.
Oh, that I hear that all the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Must be something
oh, so that's the kids came up with that then. I'd never heard that.
Yeah,
it's
I've never
a solid
heard of
one.
I guess what's your number, but yeah, everyone says body count. No.
What's your body count?
Anyway, my girlfriend has a higher body count than I do from her time in college, but at the end of the day, I'm the one that she's with.
Aww.
Good attitude. Very well done.
Yep. At you.
RM is not leaving the group. All of the three rappers in BTS have had several solo albums.
Oh, well, great news. I mean, thank goodness BTS isn't breaking up. What would the world do without BTS? What?
707 said, I had an ex ask my number. I was honest, and he slut-shamed me. And we'll bring it up all the time.
Shame.
Yeah, that's it. It's like you shouldn't ask if you can't deal with it.
Right.
That's what it comes down to. I mean,
people say they can deal and then they find out they can't. You
right.
find out something new about yourself. Oh, I just found out you can't handle the truth.
Hmm.
I'm the same person I was. I'm just sitting right in front of you.
Lots of people writing in about Stan, which is nice to see.
It is nice. Love Stan.
And I also like that I become... You know,
the Bay
through
Area's
his retirement,
number
the number
reporter.
One newsman in the Bay Area.
Obviously. Who else has 25 years under their belt? Come on.
You can get... Okay, I'm not going to say this.
Oh, goodness.
There's something people do to banana slugs, apparently.
What could they...
Is this like a hallucinogenic licking
yes.
situation?
Oh, some kind
is
of weird
real?
Thing.
Well, tell your girls not to lick banana slugs. I mean, that's just good advice in general. Don't lick slugs. Yuck.
Well, I'm going to be 31, and I've only done it with four girls, which have been my girlfriends. That's why?
They
I don't know.
That's why?
That's why what? Like, that's why
that's
you
why
don't
I won't
ask?
Ask?
I wouldn't. If I was 31 and had only been with four women, certainly there's nothing to be ashamed of there, but I'm going to guess any like-aged woman that you're with will say, oh, yeah, four, me too.
Mm-hmm. Yep, four.
Four.
That's the number.
Four. Okay.
But you've been married three times. Those are the only ones and one other guy?
Yep, my high school boyfriend, and that's it.
Right. I don't care if you don't believe me, but I can count my exes on one hand. Been with my husband since I was 20. All right, well, that's,
well,
you know.
Well, it's totally fine. Everyone has
happens.
A different number. I do believe you.
My mom's only been with my dad, so
uh-huh.
isn't that weird?
Yeah, okay.
Now, Bryn.
What?
No, we're sure that's true.
Right.
Yeah, seriously. They got together very young.
Uh-huh.
Right. Architect here. Typical parking spaces are 9 feet wide, 18 inches long. Compact spaces are 8 by 16. No idea what they are in Hong Kong. And that's, it sounds like they're, square footage could change. If you went 9 wide, it would have the right length, right?
9 times 18, 162.
Mm-hmm.
So let's try 9 by 16. 9 times 16. 144. Oh, maybe it's like 8 by 16. Hold on.
Try that.
8 by 16. 128. So somewhere between 8 by 16 and 9 by 16.
So it's a small spot.
Yeah.
And the guy paid, or someone paid, $1.3 million for use of that space.
And that's what parking is worth in Hong Kong. Sure he's rich. Sure it didn't hurt. Imagine that. You inherit a parking space. You probably sell it, you know, 20 years from now. Be worth $5 million.
Maybe. Or cars will no longer exist and it'll be a complete joke because you've got this $1 million piece of cement.
Yeah. I really hope cars don't exist in 20 years. That'd be so great.
Or well, we're like headed that way, aren't we?
Cars that we have to drive and house, like that you just summon a car and it comes and gets you and drives you somewhere and drops you off and takes off on its day.
Hmm.
Well, I want that.
Styx was the last concert I saw pre-pandemic. They have had a keyboard named Goin for the last 25 years.
Goin. He replaced Dennis DeYoung?
I guess.
Okay. I don't really... As big a fan as I am, I just don't know who's currently in the band.
This person's writing that all of the members of BTS have released solo projects. That's part of what they do. RM is the leader of the group. BTS consists of 3 rappers and 4... singers, and they all sing and dance.
They are amazing.
You bet, yeah.
BTS, everybody. Check into it. It's a thing.
I rarely watched Friends, but in Reunion, Jennifer Aniston was obviously on alert. LOL.
Red alert. Red alert.
I didn't think that was that obvious.
I didn't either, and it was a very dark colored shirt.
I'm pretty much a pig, and I didn't notice at all. So, you know, what do you got to be? Why would you? Okay, I guess
somebody
you just,
noticed, and we
you
found
go
him.
Into it looking for that. I guess.
Yeah. Surprised you didn't. She's very attractive.
I do think she's the best. Certainly, she's whatever she's done or hasn't done. She's by far the best looking and has aged the best of all of them.
Yeah.
Someone is saying, my husband traveled internationally and we had an app so he could control a toy I used. I was in Cali and he was in Japan.
Oh, that's fun. We've heard of those.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can be doing a phone call and someone's actually in charge of what's happening to you.
Right.
Oh. That's nifty.
That is nifty. That's a nice way to put it, nifty.
Neato.
Here's someone, 408 says, this is about the stalker situation. First you get a restraining order, and then you get a concealed carry permit. Then you document, and if you feel like your life's being threatened, you have the right to defend yourself with said concealed carry permit. Yeah, I get what you're saying there. The problem becomes... I'm just trying to have a day.
Yeah.
I actually don't want to be stalked or have to go get a gun or have to kill anybody.
No, all
those
things.
You know what I'd like to do?
Go to work.
Not have to think about it.
To have drinks with friends afterward. Go away for the weekend. Just have a fun old life and not have some person torturing me.
You know what's fun? Well, it's not funny. But it's interesting the difference between men and women in a lot of different ways. But when I went to the police to talk about being stalked by someone and they ran through this, well, you now have to be aware of your surroundings at all times. And I was telling people that, and it may have been you or it may have been someone else, but they basically said, welcome to being a girl. Mm. And I was like, what? And that's sort of what at the police station, they were like, you need to pay attention to things now that you, and I, it's true. I never walked around and thought about my surroundings.
Stalked to do that.
The ever.
Girls have their keys bristling from between their fingers and they ask for someone to walk them to their car in the middle of a parking lot or they find a place brightly lit. And when they meet someone on Tinder, they meet them in the lobby of a well-lit police station. Let's meet there. See how you do with that. And we'll go on from that.
I talked about the vaccine lottery today, and there are people winning, and 707 says, once again, Newsom is wasting my exorbitant tax dollars. Well, that sounds like a vote for the recall going
sounds
the wrong
like it.
Going a different direction.
Yep.
My whole house is battling the common cold right now. We never leave the house except groceries. I'm pretty sure I caught it from Costco, they say.
Oh.
And Costco says, no, you didn't.
Absolutely not. Maybe the parking lot. That's it, though.
510 says, Vinny, wedding planner here. Wedding season is in full swing. With the new regulations that came out in April, everyone is moving forward with their weddings. My schedule is booked through November. Oh. Shameless plug, Ellen Alora, ding, ding, LOL. Erin Alora.
Erin Alora?
Erin Alora.
Well, there you go. Erin Alora just got $10,000 worth of promotion. You're welcome, Erin Alora. How do you spell Alora?
A-L-L-O-R-A, Erin, E-R-I-N, Erin Alora.
Alora.
We'll plan your wedding.
Well, she's very busy this year, though. Maybe right. Book her for next year.
I'm so glad you did this story about the common cold. I have one right now. Santa Cruz listener, Nicole. Hi, yeah. Nicole.
Hi, Coco.
They're getting around.
Anyway, we are out of time. Thank you so much for sending texts. We'll be back after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Goodbye.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I knew that Monday was going to be a fun day.
Mm-hmm.
Super, super fun show today. You guys were excellent. Vinny, you were hysterical.
Oh,
I was
thanks.
Laughing my ass off the whole morning. Oh, you're amazing.
You should have heard the stuff I was saying in my head that didn't actually come out into a microphone.
I bet I would have laughed harder at that.
Mm-hmm.
I bet
probably.
I would. But then we would have been in trouble, and we don't want that. We already right. have a meeting today. We don't
oh,
need two
right.
meetings. We don't need
we
two
We are
meetings.
Going to a meeting today.
We are. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. It's a potluck. I'm bringing potato salad.
Are you?
No, it's
I'm starving.
Yeah, I know.
I am starving, too. I'm going to actually so eat before the meeting. Yeah. So,
all right. Well, then let's wrap this up. V Hills next, followed by Janie. We're open for business all day, 24-7. It's Alice 97.3. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.